Human, is that... are you waking up? Oh, thank goodness you're okay. I was so worried that you might have died. I was out looking for a mate when I stumbled across you. Your vehicle. I believe you humans call them submarines? Was in some kind of accident. And it was on the verge of being destroyed entirely. I wasn't able to save the other human in the submarine. Luckily, I was able to drag you out just in time and take you back here with me. My kind can share oxygen with beings we touch and protect them from the water pressure, but it's very limited ability, and it was almost running out by the time I arrived here. I had to remove your garment so I could heal you as best I could. What am I? I don't really know. Humans have all these weird names for life like us. You might be able to tell just by looking at me. Oh, you can't see in the dark. That's right. My bioluminescence is off, so you can't use it to see me. I've never actually met a human before, so the only things I know about your kind are from stories my friends who can swim to the surface tell me. How far down are you? Don't you remember that? Your submarine thingy should have told you. But if I had to take a guess, I'd say about 7 miles, give or take. You must be pretty smart to get sent down that deep. Whoa, whoa. There's no need to panic. You're safe here in my cave. The burning vents keep us warm, and here in the cave there's plenty of oxygen. I can purify the water to make it safe for you to drink, and I can fetch you things to eat. Nothing will hurt you here. Come here. Let me give you a hug. I understand human males like it when human females hug them and keep them warm. I may not be a human, but I'm definitely female. You're so warm. I like how soft and vulnerable you feel in my arms. Your breathing is calming down. Just relax. Oh, you seem to be resting your head on my breast. Do human males like that part of a woman? None of the males this far down appreciate a woman like me. All they want to do is a quick mating session and nothing more. How rude. But you appreciate me, don't you, human? You'd do anything to make your savior happy, wouldn't you? Your crash interrupted my mating session, you know that? The burning need to mate inside me didn't go away. It's only gotten stronger. I need to mate, human. And I'm going to mate with you. What's a wife? Why does a wife mean I can't mate with you? You owe me this much. If you want to have any hope of going home, you'll do what I say. Whatever. I'm tired of waiting. I want you. Now. Oh! My, I'm sorry. I think I tackled you a little too hard. You look a little hurt there. I hope nothing's broken. That's right. I like it when my prey squirms beneath me. You can try to escape all you want, but you're not getting away. Besides, you seem to be enjoying yourself, human. At least if the hardness of your cock is any indication. Want to know what I think? I think you like being pinned down by a deep-sea monster girl you can't even see. You enjoy the danger, and the mystery, and the fear. I'm gonna start stroking your cock. Don't worry, I have very precise hands. I won't claw you up, at least not if you stop struggling. Your cock feels so warm in my hand. My body is naturally wet. Even in somewhere out of the water like a cave, so I don't need to worry about lubrication. I can just focus on you. How you shudder beneath me, twitching in my hand as I slowly stroke you up and down. Your cock twitches and throbs in my grasp. How, despite your continued pleas for mercy, you're enjoying this so, so much. You're starting to moan so beautifully. You must have never felt this good from a woman's hand. Just lie back while I start to stroke you even faster now. You're groaning so loudly. Truth be told, it's starting to bother me a little. I think I'll quiet you by smothering you with my breasts. Oh, your muffled cries are turning me on hard. I love how you're behaving for me. Are you close? Are you getting close for me? Go on, come. Be a good boy for me and come hard. Coat me with your cum. Ah, your cum feels so warm on my stomach. You did such a good job for me. Let me scoop it all up for you and just... I'll see how it tastes. My. You taste amazing. Human semen works wonders for a being like myself to replenish their energy. Oh, and you're still so hard for me. Must be my pheromones keeping you nice and strong and virile for me. I think I can light myself up a little now. And there. Oh, it always feels so nice when I turn my light back on, even if it is only faint. You seem a little frightened. I can understand that. I can be a pretty scary girl. Is it my sharp fanged teeth or my imposing stature? Oh, I know. It's because I've still got the blood of your co-pilot smeared over my chest, isn't it? I guess it's the time to tell you the truth. Your submarine didn't crash because of an accident. It crashed because I attacked it. Why would I do that? Isn't it obvious? I wanted something. I wanted you. I've been searching for an ideal mate for such a long time now. None of the pathetic sea males were enough for me. But then I found your ship. Here is a man willing to risk his life traveling miles into a hostile place for the pursuit of knowledge. You're the only one who's good enough to breed me. I just had to have you. Your co-pilot seemed very upset at the sight of me. Her first reaction was to go for the spear gun on the wall. I couldn't let her get in the way of me and my mate, so I killed her. She tasted delicious. It's futile to run, my mate. I'm much, much larger and stronger than you. I could pounce you in a second and kill you in two. Just accept that you're going to breed me, and maybe I'll let you live once we're done. Do you understand? Good. No more playing around. Lie back and let me fuck you. You shuddered when my claws dug into your shoulders. I'm so sorry for hurting you. I'll make it up to you by impaling myself on your hard cock. Are you ready? Don't talk, I wasn't expecting an answer. Fuck. Oh, only the tip's inside, but you're already making me feel so good. This. Oh, and your face is flushed so red. You can deny your lust all you want, but you want me just as much as I want you. Oh, yes. You feel so warm and hard inside of me. I love how you're making me feel. Every time I lift myself up and slam my ass back down on your hips, I can feel your cock deep inside of me. I'm already so wet. And not just from your co-pilot's blood. This is you. You're making me wet. You're making my pussy gush with how good your cock is. Oh, come on. Don't pretend you're not loving this. Your face might look afraid, but your cock tells a different story. I can feel how you twitch and throb inside me. How you're starting to leak a little pre-cum. And even how you're starting to buck your hips against me, even subconsciously. Your body wants this. You want to come so bad, don't you? Then tell me. Tell me you love fucking me. Tell me you want me more than anything in the world. Wrong answer. I'm not fond of playing games with my mate, human. From this angle, with this power, I could easily hurt you a lot worse than a little love tap. And I can easily go on a lot longer than you. But if you come without telling me you want me, I'll fucking destroy you. Yes, finally you admit the truth. Oh, you don't know how much hotter you sound now that you're being honest. And you're so close to coming. Go on, I give you permission. Come in me, my mate. Come in me while I come with you. Amazing. You fuck really well, human. you really think that I'd let such a valuable mate out of my grip? If I'm being perfectly honest, I can't. My ability to shield a human from the water lasts a few thousand feet at most, and we're miles beneath the water's surface. Unless there's a team of humans on their way to find you, and I doubt they even could, you're stuck with me here. Forever. Oh, don't cry. It's gonna be okay, my mate. You're here with me. And I'm gonna make you happy and healthy, and you're going to give me so many deep sea babies. You're mine. For the rest of your life. Get some rest. I have a lot of plans for you when you wake up. Good night.